Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line, 393-3700, and talk with Dr. John Braccio, who is the director of the Regional Psychological Services. It's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. You can check out drjohnb.com to find out more about Dr. Braccio. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm in a good mood today, Tony. How does that sound? Good interview, by the way, this morning with the athletic director, Hollis. So that's always good to hear, looking into the future at MSU, because we're all part of that family.
Yes, we are indeed. And tonight, as a matter of fact, is Meet the Spartans, where fans can go out to a free event in downtown East Lansing. And the Spartan football team and Coach Mark D'Antonio will be there, and the cheerleaders and dance team will be there, and there'll be free face painting for the kids. It's a free event in downtown East Lansing, so people can get geared up for football.
Sounds good.
Let's get geared up for the personal success and the meaning of that for every person. And business owners and managers should be concerned about this, because when people are happy at work, obviously they're going to be more productive. Tell us about the meaning of personal success.
Well, personal success, Tony, is when you work hard, you have a goal, a purpose in life. You aim for it, and you really do the best you can do. You know, the best you can do within reason that you've worked hard and tried. Then I think you can look at yourself and say you've been successful. And you don't want to compare yourself. You know, if you start comparing yourself with everyone else, you're never going to be anywhere. Because there are people that say, well, I'm not as smart as Einstein. I can't speak as well as Churchill. I'm not as powerful looking as Schwarzenegger used to look. I'm not as good of a basketball player as Magic Johnson. Well, you can go on and on and on and on. If you compare yourself, you're just not going to be successful. But if you look at who you are, what you're trying to do, you try to be a good citizen, you try to get ahead, do the best you can, then you're going to be a success. And really, it's part of success. A key part is learning what failure is. You know, every successful person, you know, it's someone who's failed. We've all failed, but we never see ourselves as a failure. We see ourselves as someone who's learning something, moving forward in the goal of being successful. And to me, successful is a very personal thing. It's an individual thing. It's not a comparison thing. You aim for something. You get a purpose in life. You try to do your best, and you move forward. And when you have tried to run the run, walk the walk, do the best you can, then you can feel successful, and you can have good self-esteem.
It seems like this all comes down to self-esteem. I can recall a recent conversation we had with Donald Trump, and he said that he had some bad business dealings, and it caused him to seek bankruptcy, and people on the outside were calling him a loser and saying that he was a failure, but he didn't let that affect his self-esteem.
Well, no, basically you learn. You learn from failure. You learn from things that don't work, Tony. That's part of life. I mean, Ted Williams didn't just pick up a bat and all of a sudden start going out and hitting a bunch of home runs. In life, you have to work at things. You have to prepare yourself. Like these Olympic athletes, they're not the product of just deciding they're going to go run the 100 meters. I mean, these are folks that have dedicated years and tried to do the very best they can. And if I were talking to those that came in 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, whatever, in these tournaments and didn't get a medal, I would be just happy as can be for them that they've been there, that they've tried, they did the best they can, and if they feel they can do better, they will come back. But success is you work at it, and failures actually are very key. How a person deals with failure, Tony, has so much to do with how they see themselves in terms of success. Every failure is something we learn that doesn't work, and we try to take that failure, take something that doesn't work in life, and improve on it and learn how to get ahead. Because success and feeling good about yourself is really critical, and it's how you look at life. It's attitude always that determines how you see yourself, how hard you work, the type of work you do, how you interact with others, how respectful you are. Attitude, ability, working hard, positive thinking, and of course having people around us that are supportive could be very helpful also.
Dr. Braccio, I'm reading this book called Three and Out, and it's the story of Rich Rodriguez and his 3-year tenure as the football coach at the University of Michigan. And he had talked about how he never has been able to accept losing, that failure, and how he takes a day and a night to really brew, to throw things, to yell, to do whatever needs to be done, to review the film. And then he lets it go because he said he learned over the years you just can't carry that with you for the long term.
I think that is really critical. It's the old George Perlis 24-hour rule. You know, you applaud, you celebrate, you're happy as can be for a victory, a success, but then you have to move on. But if you allow a bad event to ruin you and be like a cancer and eat at you, then it will ruin your life. Part of a skill, really a major skill set in life, is learning how to let defeats, how to let things go, and particularly if you're going to be in something as public as football. And certainly Rich Rodriguez had a difficult run, you know, with Michigan, with all the losses that he had, with all the fans, you know, clamoring and mad and the whole works. So if he is able to let things go, and I hope he has, because we certainly saw him angry and upset a lot, which maybe a lot of coaches, I certainly remember him when he was, you know, here at, you know, in Michigan. So that's a key thing too, Tony, being able to let things go. That's part of dealing with failure, part of dealing with things that are not that successful, things that make us feel that we haven't tried to do our best in life. We learn from it. We move forward because it's the images that we look at from the past and the present that really determine how happy we can be right now. And we need to be focusing on where we're going, successes, build on successes, learn from failures. That's part of really being the very successful person.
Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Check out drjohnb.com. Dr. John B., have a great day.
Same to you, Tony.
719, 63 degrees on clearing skies on a Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Good morning to you.